All right, guys, let's jump this thing off, man. So let's get right into it, guys.
I had two kids. It took me 42 hours to get two kids here on this earth. And I'm saying that because I want to explain something about them two kids. They mine. My youngest turned 21 today. Happy birthday, Jay. Mama love you. We got plans. My oldest is 27. They still live in the house with me. And I love it. Cause I don't want to be in this mom by myself. Okay? But I get a lot of pushback when people ask me about my kids. How your kids doing? They're fine. What they doing now? They working. Oh, okay, where they at home with me? You better than me. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. I'm better than you. I don't even know what the context is or what that means, but you're absolutely right. I like my kids.
Yeah, the reason why you're getting a lot of pushback, because you're raising fucking bums. You're up here raising fucking bums, and that's why people are pushing back, you know? That's why people are pushing back. And let me tell you something, guys. This is typical modern-day woman thinking, man, and their ideas of how to raise kids, how to raise especially young sons. Now, I can guarantee you this. I can guarantee you this. If she was out here looking for a man to date, and you ask her, would you date a man that's still living at home with his mother? I can guarantee you anything you want to put, any kind of money you want to put up, she would say, hell no. And see, and even if she had a daughter, and I'm assuming these are sons. I'm assuming these are sons. Could be a daughter, but I'm assuming these are sons. And even if this is not a son, it's plenty of mothers all over the world, all over America, that has two sons living at home and they ain't worth a damn. They sitting on their asses. They stay in their room all day, scratch their balls, jack off, play PlayStation, and eat fucking hamburgers. That's what they're doing. And if they're not doing that, they got a lot of testosterone built up into them. They out there on the street doing silly and goofy shit. Doing silly and goofy shit. You know?
Did y'all just hear me say it took me 42 hours, damn near 2 days, to have two kids? I love my kids. I enjoy with my kids. Matter of fact, they grown. I can have different conversations with them. I enjoy my kids. They get on my nerves and I still want to choke them at time to time, because the hard part is I have to see what they're navigating with or what they're going through in their adult life and sit back and not say anything, because that ain't my business. They get a chance to live their life. I moved out at 20, so I don't know what that is.
How are they getting a chance to live their life if you're standing in the way of them being responsible? See, you know, women is it, guys, the reason why women can't, it's very difficult for them to raise kids, because most of the time women will extend their adolescent years. Motherfuckers be at the house at 35 years old, 36, and at that point you already know what the story gonna be. You say, man, what you living at right now? Man, I'm at home with mom, man. I'm taking care of mom. No, motherfucker, you ain't taking care of nobody. You just like what this woman is now. Now, by the time she getting up 60, she's still going to be stumbling up there to the nursing station. Still going to be checking tickets at Walmart, see if you put something in your basket that you ain't paid for, and coming home trying to pay some bills with these little bum-ass dudes. And they, and just like I say, yeah. People ask them, where your sons at? What they doing? Oh, they working. Yeah, but what the fuck is they doing with their money if they working? See, this is, and guys, I say it like this because this is the type of attitude a father would have. This is the type of attitude a father would have. You know, nigga, you ain't finna come in this house with a paycheck and you ain't finna pay no bills. First of all, you ain't finna be living over here for T27. Now, 21-year-old, you know, he got a leeway, but I got my eye on his ass. He got a little leeway because he's supposed to be in college. He's probably trying to graduate and going back and forth to school. But his ass better be working. And I ain't finna buy you no goddamn car. You gonna buy your own car. Now, you ain't finna buy you no car. Now, I help you put a down payment on a car or something like that, get you started. Right now, I ain't finna buy you no car. Your ass gonna work, and you gonna learn what it takes to take care of family. Because as a father, guys, that's what we supposed to be doing. Learning, teaching our sons how to be men and how to take care of a wife and a family. But right now, this is a perfect example of the type of men that's being put out here in society. Huh? This is a perfect example. This is a perfect example. Because it's two things that single mothers will do to men. They will either raise a fucking bum or he's going to be a simp. And we already know where both roads lead to. She's either going to raise a bum or a simp. Let's keep going.
So I try to keep my mouth closed, and that's the hardest part. But other than that, I enjoy my children. I like them. I like hanging out with them. We have a good time. And I'm going to be honest with you. I ain't ready to be in this house by myself. I hear every noise.
See what I'm talking about, guys? She not right. She not ready to be in the house by herself. She hears every noise. See, this is the son husband part. You know, I got my sons here to protect me. That's who. Only reason your sons, and only way your son supposed to be there to protect you, unless the husband not there, or you know, the husband is, or you're a widow. Those are the only two reasons. Your protector is your husband. You see, that's the whole thing nowadays with women wanting to be baby mamas. They have no desire to be wives. They want to be baby mamas, you know, so their son can protect them. Their son can be the man that they always wanted, you know. See, because modern women do two things. They'll raise a son that they always wanted, which was a son husband, and then they'll raise a daughter, and they try to live their lives through their daughters. And you already know what ends up happening. 304 bound, guys. See, because when a father, that's why women are not, you know, they're not real good at raising children. And I don't know why the courts decided that women were the best for the children. Women are good for children to a certain age after the nurturing period is up. And then the main source of information comes from their father, and the guidance comes from their father. Well, I ain't gonna say the main source, but the main guidance comes from their fathers. Why? Because a father not finna let his daughter go be 304, and she ain't gonna be dressing all kind of thottish ways, you know, turn into a little hussy. He finna let that bullshit go down. And these women will allow their daughters to do all kind of shit. Because why? They're living that free spirit through their daughters. That's what I used to do, or this is what I always wanted to do. I don't think nothing is wrong with it. You can go from man to 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 man. And it's okay. If you take a man that has his masculine energy, he just has his strong man persona. He knows and he understands the way of, I don't really like to use alpha, but the alpha way or sigma way, whatever you want to call it. Anything besides this fucking simps or beta, anything you want to call it, then guess what? He is going to guide his daughter in a certain way. He is not going to let that woman convince him that it's okay for his daughter to do such and such things. Getting on TikTok, shaking her ass. Yeah. Riding around with a bunch of other 304s, doing all kind of raunchy shit. If you know what I mean. He's not going to do that. But these women will lie, oh, there's nothing wrong with it. We live in a judgmental free zone. We don't do no judgment. Fuck that shit. Let's keep going, guys.
I'm just not ready. So why am I going to push them out if I ain't even ready to be by myself? And plus, everything is hiding in giraffe coochie. Who pushing somebody out? Now, they being disrespectful and they're not whatever, but they're not being disrespectful, because for one, I know as a mother they are adults. I don't put time constraints on them or tell them what time they have to come in here and all that other stuff. And if that,
what, guys, just imagine, just I want y'all to imagine this, just to say that you meet a woman with two sons that's living at home. You meet a woman with two sons that's at home, and you know you got some interest in this woman, you know. So eventually y'all come together, and hopefully you don't move in with her. I'm telling you that shit right now. Hopefully you're not stupid enough to move in with her. But let's just say, you know, she moves in with you and bring her sons. And I don't know how that shit gonna work. Yeah, that's gonna be a tough pill to swallow to have two grown ass men moving in with their mother with you. So let's just say they moved in. All right. Who in the hell wants to be trying to sleep at nighttime with some motherfuckers wandering around the house, coming in all time of night, all in the refrigerator? You can hear noises and shit. You jumping up, you don't know what's going on. Yeah. You go to the bathroom, you know, lights and shit on in the house, yeah, TV on, all kind of shit going on. How you gonna feel like a man? How you gonna feel like you in control? You got all these damn grown ass people wandering around the house. How you gonna manage that? Yeah. But see, a lot of you guys will allow these women to convince you that, hey man, hey, you know, I don't have any young children. My son are grown. You know, all they do is they barely hear. They barely hear. They come home, they go straight to their room. Man, you can't even get these dudes to take out the fucking trash. They don't want to mow. Well, he's not here enough to do all that stuff. See, they'll convince you of all that stuff. They will convince you that it's okay for some grown ass men to be in the house. Because I'm gonna tell you, whenever you meet a woman with sons, whenever you meet a woman's son, now daughters is different. Daughters, they start that manipulative bullshit. But whenever you meet a woman with some sons, grown ass men, the first thing they doing is they take you a little serious, but not that serious, because they mostly watching their mama to see how serious she's taking you. Now, after a while, when they feel like she's getting real, real serious, they, you know, if they don't play it off. They, oh man, he cool, man, I like him, Mr. Such and Such do this. He's a mentor. They don't play that shit cool, cuz. But after a while, I'm telling you, when they see she's getting super, super duper serious, they gonna start sizing your motherfucking ass up. They gonna start sizing your ass up. I'm telling you right now. And they gonna start to see, then they think in their mind, you know, this motherfucker here trying to move me out. Because the conversation is gonna come up. I promise you, the conversation is gonna come up. This motherfucker trying to move me out, man. He trying to move me out. And as soon as the conversation come up about, hey man, it's about time for you boys to, you know, think about getting your own place, man. Because if a grown man, think about this, guys. If a grown man is making money, got a job, making money, living at home with his mama, he ain't got no goddamn bills. He ain't got no bills. So, nigga, what you doing with your money? What you doing with your money? I know what your ass doing with your money. You running around here tricking it all off, chasing after women. Because that's all you nigga want to do, chase after women. You ain't trying to learning no skills. Motherfucker can't change a tie, can't change a battery, can't change an alternator, can't do shit. You ask them clean out the gutter. I'm telling you, this new generation is just like that, bro. You say, hey, sweep the floor. They'll take the broom, sweep the trash up, leave the shit on the floor. You got to tell them step by step by step by step by step what to do, because they don't know how to do shit. And their mother's not going to make them do shit. They're not going to make them do shit. But the conversation comes up. Hey man, don't think it's about time for you to get your place of your own, man. You know, hell, maybe you and your brother can go in and, you know, y'all can be roommates or whatever. It's gonna go like that at first. Then they gonna brush the shit off. You know, I can't live with him like that, man. Nah, man. You know, yeah, but we gonna think about it, man. I looked at some places all the time, it's just a bullshit. They just running the game on you, man. They just running a play on you. They just trying to get you out of their face. Because in their mind, all they got to do is go to work, pay one little fucking bill, probably the water bill, which ain't that high, or pay the cable bill. Rest of the money they can trick off chasing after these women. And time is going to go on. And then the conversation going to come back up again. And I'm going to tell you guys, this is probably how this shit is going to go.
Damn near 40 years old. Damn near it's time to go. I mean, at what point?
I'm 29.
Man, never no time.
Well, tell him, Christian.
You tell him. Well, he's talking about you grown and you got to go somewhere. I told him, you understand, you ain't going no damn way. You go when you get ready.
Man, I just feel at some point you need to make your own way. That's what I be wanting to walk through the house naked sometime, and there you go. You know, so, I mean, what, you know?
No, if anything, you can go, not him. How about that?
Tell me where I can go.
But
the thing is, like, why do I gotta, this is my
mama's
house. Like, why do I gotta leave my
mama's
house?
Man, you damn near 40 years old. Damn near it's time to go. I mean, at what point?
I'm 29, not 40. Well,
boy, that's pretty intense.
But you know what? When I met you, you was living with your mama.
Man, please. I was hanging out. Come on, man.
You was living with your mama.
I was only 22 years old.
Now you gonna tell me because he
29. I ain't getting up. I'm not going nowhere.
Yes,
my house.
Well, and you ain't gotta go nowhere.
You know what? Damn, I ain't gonna pay no bills either. Then, damn it. Now, how you feel about that? You don't want him to go? I won't pay the bills.
But he continue to pay.
He got to go though, man. It's too much. See, we arguing and stuff about stuff.
But at the end of the day, all y'all do is tell me to help. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Like,
man, you grown ass man. You supposed to know the garbage overfield. You supposed to know.
See that right there, guys. Right there. You a grown ass man. See, devoid of responsibility. See, he can just fuck around all the time. Just put his little 32 hours in at work, and rest of the time he just fuck off. He ain't gonna take out the trash. They ain't gonna wash no dishes. They ain't gonna sweep. They ain't gonna mop. They ain't gonna clean the bathroom, which they pissing on side of the damn toilet. All that shit. They ain't even do none of that shit. He just gonna go and come as he please with no responsibility. And this man up in here, which this is a perfect example, guys, why you don't move in with no guy, don't move in with no woman, guys. Not in that's her house, that's her children. Because I'm going to tell you, she going to talk to you just like she's talking to this guy. No respect at all. No respect. He ain't got to go nowhere. And the woman already know that your ass is emotionally attached. You ain't really got nothing. She really looking at you side-eyed because she don't hardly respect you that much because you had to move in with her. And she just saying any damn thing. And yeah, she got her chest poked out. But the guy is pretty much telling them, look, man, don't you think it's time for you to just go be a productive guy? Be somebody's husband or a guy that could possibly be a husband later on down the line.
To take that outside. Come on, man. I don't have to tell you all this stuff, man.
The thing is, I'm barely here, so I'm barely making garbage. So if I got to the garbage shop, I'm barely here. If I'm barely here, barely making garbage, barely making dishes, like, why would I gonna do anything?
Well, she gonna always make excuses for you, man. But
right, he don't even be here. So what is you talking about? He don't be here like that. He come here,
well,
he sleep,
here,
and then he don't business the rest
out.
Of the day.
When he's here, he need to help out. He need to do some things.
He ain't
okay.
paying no bills.
Well, damn it,
he
gonna start paying some bills around
us. I ain't paying.
But
I gotta pay.
I'd rather want to
my mama,
the fuck out.
But listen, my mama said I gotta pay no bills. I ain't paying no bills.
He gotta pay.
You hear her. She says, do what he needs to do with his money and not pay no bills. So I'm assuming that she making a statement because if I don't make him pay no bills, he can stack his money and he can move out. And you hear that all the time from women. I don't want you paying no bills because I want you to stack. But the motherfuckers ain't saving no money. They not saving shit. What they're doing is assing off. That's all they're doing. See, guys, and the reason why I say it like this, guys, and I try to help you understand about the dynamics of fathers, of men raising sons and daughters, mainly men, because, guys, look, your children don't have to like you. They don't have to like you. As a man, your children ain't got to like you. I don't give a damn if my child like me. Fuck it. They gonna put me in a nursing home any goddamn way, probably. They don't have to like me. But my duty and my responsibility is to teach them how to survive and to take care of them until they're able to take care of themselves. Once they reach the point where they're able to take care of themselves, and I've taught them everything that I know, and I've taken care of them, Now it's their time to fly. It's time to get your ass out here and get on the grind. And at 21 years old, your ass should be learning the skill. At 27 years old, your ass should be perfecting that skill on somebody's job. Now, your ass is out here coming in and going as you please, ain't paying no bills. Now, see, this man got to get up in the morning at 6, 7, sometime. If you're early riser, you have to get up at 4:30, you know, whatever you're doing, whether you're in construction, whether you're in corporate America, you got to go on the grind. And you got to come, you got to deal with all that stress. You got to deal with all that stress just to come home and the goddamn toilet tissue low, man. Motherfucker drinking out the pitcher or whatever, and they put the empty pitcher back in the refrigerator. Yeah. Reaching in and grab a Coca-Cola from off the floor, and it's an empty fuck. You get the last one, it's an empty box on the floor. You know, trash is overflowing. She looking at me, man, you gonna take out the trash? No, that lazy ass boy you got in there gonna take out the trash. You see, because if when a father's involved in his life, this is not going to be involved. This is not going to go down like that. Bro, you got it, 21, 22, you gotta get your ass up out of here, man. You got to get your ass up out of here, you know, and don't try me either. See, your mama going to let you stay around here. See, back in the days, in traditional way, you know, in traditional way, son get to cutting up and the mother would be, son, you can stay. You can stay. The father be at the door, get behind me, Nancy Sue. Get back, Nancy Sue. And the dad is standing at the door with your fucking suitcase in his hands. Get this suitcase and hit the goddamn highway. And don't come back until you get your shit together. And see, women these days, they don't have what it takes. And they probably never did. They never did. Definitely modern women.
You bring it to him, he still got the titty in the mouth. You let all that stuff go on.
You jealous of my son.
Only you will say some bull crap.
I don't know if you're jealous or not, but I just know I ain't getting on my mama's house. Like, if I get on my mama's house, you gotta put me on my mama's house at the end of the day.
Well, damn, don't right. Be carrying
your ass out. You got to go.
Oh, you don't mean you want to carry your profile then?
I don't know why I'm carrying them out. I just shoot them on out. And you.
Hey, see, that's the kind of shit I'm talking about right there. That's the kind of shit I'm talking about right there. And then go back to back when, you know, them boys first meet you. I'm telling you, cuz, a lot of y'all get wrapped up. Oh, them some good boys. Oh, yeah, man. No, nigga. Because I'm going to tell you right now, you liable to have to put that barlow on their motherfucking ass. You liable to have to put that barlow on their ass. Because they young. And some of them little niggas cocky, too, because you know, they sit at home, they play the game, then they go to the gym, work out, come back, scratch their balls, play the game, eat a fucking hamburger, and next day they get up, do the same thing, you know, go pump iron. So them little motherfuckers cocky, cuz. So yeah, you might have to, I ain't gonna wrestle with your ass. I'm gonna tell you that right now. I put that bottle on your motherfucking ass. Just let me tell it. I ain't finna wrestle with none of y'all. That's why, and I don't condone violence. I do not condone violence, and guys, I recommend you don't even put yourself in this situation, because that's exactly what's going to happen. Now, you heard a young lady and a boy talking about, you're going to have to take on both of us. Yeah, one going to hit your motherfucking ass low, and the other going to hit you high, and you're going to be on the floor, and they're going to whoop your ass up in there, man. I'm going to tell you that right now. And then they're going to call the police and have your ass arrested because you started and you put your hands on a woman. That's what's going to end up happening, man. You put yourself in this situation. Well, you're going to end up getting your ass whooped. You don't have no say. You feel disrespected and you feel less than a man. That's just, you know.
Michael, now you know good and damn well I'm not kicking my son out.
I ain't worried about it. Like, at the end of the day, I'm here. I live here, so until I'm ready to get out, I'm going to be here. So
What point is you trying to, what's your plans for this man?
My plan is to stay in here as long as I need to stay here. That's my plan.
What if he's 45, 50?
Okay, and he's gonna be 45, 50 up in here.
Crazy as hell. Well, damn it, I don't be out there. He's going
get to go. Get the stepping. Because this is my only son. He ain't going nowhere.
Hey, you know, to open that.
My only son. Shit.
You the one made him just seen right there, and I'm gonna explain. This is a stepdad, you know. This is stepdad. Now, allegedly the guy got caught cheating on their mother, so they decided to take it out on his ass. And as you can see, two brothers was whooping their stepdad's ass. This is what's gonna happen, guys. This is exactly what's gonna happen. See, y'all think I'm bullshitting with you, but they putting something on his ass. They putting something on his ass. And I'm going to tell you, the only thing that you're going to be able to do is you better hope you have an exit plan, or I tell you what, if you walk in that motherfucker and they looking sideways at you, make sure you have that right foot on the outside of the door, because they motion at you. You can break wide on them. But them little nigga bad though, bro. The little nigga fad, man. They might get you, cuz. So, don't put yourself in that goddamn position. Well, them motherfuckers to tear your ass up. That's why I don't date no woman with no two grown fucking sons in the house, man. I don't date no woman with no two sons. I already know. It's some shit buying a helper, man. It's some shit buying a helper. I'm get tired of them grown-ass men up in the house, man. I'm get tired of them grown-ass men at the house. It is. Them damn bums that you're raising, man. Bums. And you know damn well she would never allow her daughters to date her bum, to date some bum dudes or like her son. You know that shit wouldn't even never happen. You know that she would never allow her daughters to date. Because, guys, back in the days, you know, traditional ways, you know, in order for you to come up there and want to date the father's daughter, you know, date a man's daughter, you know, in a traditional way. Yeah. The criteria for it was, nigga, you had to go out there and catch a motherfucking grizzly bear and bring that motherfucker back alive, nigga. And then you better have your finger halfway missing, your shirt toe off, and you better be missing a fucking shoe and part of some shoelaces. And then he look at you and say, okay, you can take her out on a date. But that was the criteria. Bring back a fucking grizzly bear alive, nigga, and then you can take out my daughter on a date. Until you do that, get your ass on up out of here. Right now. But now, it's no criteria to date no daughter. It's straight up 304. And then they run across these bums that don't take care of no responsibility, have a child, and then the little girl don't ever hear from them no more. Even though a lot of these damn modern little hussies out here, they only want to be baby mamas. But then the kid is the one that's suffering the most, because they don't have a father to teach them responsibility. So it goes back to what I said before. She's probably going to raise him into being a simp, or he's going to be a fucking bum. And the cycle just continues, guys. The cycle just continues. Mm-hmm. And that's the biggest thing. That's the biggest thing, guys, that I try to get across to you. Yeah. That I try to get across to you. These women will get on this social media, because we all know social media is the damn, is the Bible for modern women. It's the Bible. They can come on here, run off at the fucking mouth all the time,
saying shit that don't mean nothing. It don't make no sense except for in their brains. Except for in their brains. And then want you to believe it. And so they can just spew anything they want to say. They can just do all day, go all day, put on makeup, do all this shit. It's the Bible for them. They don't believe in nothing but social media. And they'll try to get you to believe that being a stepdad is an honorable thing. You know, the way I raise my children is respectable. And I know I'm gonna get a lot of pushback from a lot of these guys. Oh, I was raised by a single mother. Yeah, you probably is a simp too. Oh, I was raised by a single mother. I'm successful. Yeah, you made money, but that don't stop you from being a simp. Oh, I was raised by a single mother. And you know, I take care of mine. How do you take care of them? I give my baby mama money. How much you give her? I give her $100 every month. $100 every month, really? Really? How many children you got? I got 4. How many baby mamas? 3. Just bum ass shit, man. It's just bum shit, bro. Just bum shit. Now, I'm not finna sit up here and tell y'all that being raised with a father guarantees that a child is gonna turn out a certain way, but it damn sure gives them a good chance of learning how to be a productive citizen, productive and good husband, and a great father. That's what it do. Anyway, guys, I'm about to jump off this thing, man. I enjoy talking to y'all, man. And man, remember, guys, if they give you a choice between being a simp and being by yourself, just go be by yourself.